Perhaps the newest of the Associated Students program and activity functions at Cal Poly is the Student Community Service Board, which coordinates the widely varied requests and opportunities for community service that come to the university's students. Robert Bonds, the man who is coordinator of student community services at Cal Poly, is here to tell us about SCS. Thanks for dropping by today, Bob.
Thank you very much, Don, for this opportunity to talk about student community services.
Perhaps, Bob, the thing that is in the mind of most of our listeners as we talk about student community services, it's a new program. Perhaps we ought to define it for them. What is community services?
Well, basically, the Student Community Service Program is a new program aimed at organizing the volunteer efforts of student participation in public and private community services. The program, as you know, is being sponsored by the Associated Students Incorporated, and there is a strong desire on our part to have a great number of students become actively and constructively involved in public services, such as interest and participation to offset what we have now, the negative energies in which recent times have separated the campus and public communities in many locales.
Well, Bob, you and, of course, some of our listeners know that Cal Poly students have done quite a bit of community services things over the years. Why is there such a need at this point in time for a coordinated approach?
Well, Don, as you know, many organizations on campus and throughout the community serve or try to serve the community. And coordinating several organizations with similar objectives with the idea of alleviating the overlapping can be quite a job. One such example is Alpha Phi Omega, or Circle K, or Blue Key, or the Ag Engineering Society, and many others on campus have objectives of being involved and with community services to defray or alleviate the overlapping that is necessary to coordinate these projects through student community services, and also offer a chance for students to supplement their own educational goals here at Cal Poly by getting involved in community and county projects of their choosing. The need to coordinate these different student and community programs will serve to increase and continue the different organizations we have involved in community services. Even more important is to allow students to participate in student community services and not lose interest because there is an overlapping of projects. For example, three or four organizations turn out for the same project in the community. Consequently, a student who has leisure time and is ready to get involved in community services won't feel dejected or disorganized or uninterested in community affairs.
Our listeners who are just joining us for this afternoon's Cal Poly Nevada football game will be interested in knowing that we're visiting with Bob Bonds, who is coordinator of student community services at Cal Poly. Bob, although you're new in your position at Cal Poly, perhaps you've noticed, even in this short time, some kind of an increase in the amount of interest in community services by students.
Through national organizations such as Action and VISTA and a few other well-known agencies, that students are now pushing the books aside for a chance to get involved in dealing with some real crucial issues in the community. And student services are definitely on the upswing.
Of course, this involvement is a part of the educational process. It may not take place in the classroom, but it is every bit as important, it seems to me, as the classroom kind of thing. Bob, you told me before we went on the air a little bit ago that a great deal of the time of yourself and the student board that you're working with is being spent in organizing a program and organizing so that you can help with these community services activities. Who's paying the bill for this kind of activity?
Well, right now, Don, we've been very fortunate. The Associated Students Incorporated here at Cal Poly have contributed $2,500 to get this program off the ground and really getting some meaningful community service projects underway. Certainly, this cannot be taken lightly. We are in, this is a brand new position as far as I'm concerned in regards to my role. But certainly as far as student community services are concerned, last year got off the ground with the help of Bill Davis, who is this year student chairman, and a few other interested students, Randy Donut at the time, kind of advisor. And we're to the point now where we're really reassessing and devising a program where we can really play an active and constructive role in our community and county through student involvement, through their leisure and selective choice.
Bob, can you tell us, perhaps by using some typical example of a student community services project, just sort of how the board works and how it's functioning?
Well, Don, the system as it's set up right now, and once again, we're still organizing our own program, is that we receive a call from a community agency or person or whatever, and one such example is a self-help housing project. As you know, one individual in the community, Maxine Lewis, is coordinating that project where people actually build their own homes and so forth. And it gets to a point where they need some manpower, they need some people to assist in this self-help housing project. And what we do, we're aware and we get feedback and we make contact with the different service organizations on campus. One such example of the self-help housing, for example, was that Alpha Phi Omega said they would be more than happy to get involved in that particular project, donate an entire day to go out there and really roll up their sleeves and really get involved in a worthwhile and meaningful project. Ron Hansen, who is the coordinator for Alpha Phi Omega, let Student Community Services know that they were interested in that particular project and they heard about the need for it, and they went out there and did a tremendous job, which many people were more than satisfied with. Student Community Services was able to assist and relay information of this sort, and also kind of in a sense stop overlapping of other organizations who have possibly been involved in the same project.
Robert Bonds, we're out of time for this afternoon, but we do want to thank you for stopping by to talk with us about Student Community Services programs at Cal Poly. This has been Don McCaleb, your Mustang Football Network halftime host, thanking you for joining us for this afternoon's game. Be with us again 2 weeks from today when we'll have another halftime interview about student activities at Cal Poly.